welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English for April 27th, 2020. For English, dial 857-385-7066.
日本語の方は 857-385-7319 857-385-7319 へお電話ください。
한국어로들으시려면이번호를누르십시오857-385-7658
Para español, marca 857-385-7750
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks. Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body. Ready? One, two, and back down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. Three, four, five, six. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other. Arms outstretched, repeat once more. One, two, three, four. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. Five, six, chest spread widely. One, two, three, four, five, six. Next, arm bends. First the left and back again. Then the right and back again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend three times. Then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, right, left. Five, six, feet together now. Arms and legs. Arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves. Up, arms down. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now feet apart. Bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide. Next, down to the right and back up again. Once again, two, three, four, five, six. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way. Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. Five, six, feet back together and now jump. One, two, three, four, open, close, one, two, three, four, five, six, arms and legs. One, two, three, four, arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six, and we end with deep breath. Slowly in and slowly out. Five, six, and one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week's haiku was submitted by Carolyn Mitsuko Bain in El Segundo, California. It goes, in isolation, longing to venture outside. Mind ponders often. Haiku traditionally contains references to nature and the seasons. This haiku, written during coronavirus self-isolation, shows the tension of wanting to go outside and being unable to. Instead, the mind is the only thing that can travel. What do you miss from the outside world? Once again, in isolation, longing to venture outside. Mind ponders often.
Thanks, Kenji. Now's your chance to get creative while staying at home. Submit your original haiku to the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge by emailing haiku@jacc.org. That's haiku@jacc.org. Or texting or leaving a message at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. And be sure to include your name and city. Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030.
Welcome to Rafu for You, a partnership between the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. I'm Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo, and I hope this podcast finds you very well and very much at home. It's April 18th as we're recording, and this week, the Treasury Department and Internal Revenue Service began sending out economic stimulus payments to help individuals cope with the financial impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. If you have a Social Security number, you filed tax returns in 2018 and 2019, and you earned less than $75,000 per year, well, the money is on its way or has already arrived. The program provides a one-time payment of $1,200 for individuals who fit those criteria, or $2,400 for married couples who file joint tax returns. If you receive Social Security benefits and have not been required to file tax returns over the last few years, the IRS has said it will send you the payment in whichever form you normally receive your benefits. It is important to know that there is no application process to receive a stimulus payment if you qualify. Very importantly, the IRS will not contact you by phone nor by email to ask you questions about the stimulus payments. If anyone calls, visits, or emails you asking for any information in order to process your payment, do not provide that information. These tactics are almost certainly scams looking to do nothing but separate you from your money. If someone calls claiming to be from the IRS, hang up. If they persist or threaten you, contact your local police department. If you receive an email asking for information to process your payment, do not click on any attachments or links contained in that email and delete it. If someone knocks on your door claiming to be from the IRS, do not open the door and contact your local police. You can find all the information you need at the official Internal Revenue Service website at www.irs.gov/coronavirus. One of the things we've been doing at the Rafu Shimbo during the shutdown is to feature restaurants that are still open for takeout orders, not only to help them stay in business, but to keep all of us well fed.
Hi, Boris. So where are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, they're working on it.
Opened in 1962, Sakae Sushi and Gardena has been owned and operated by three generations of the Tani family. During a recent holiday season, the Rafu Shimpo's Gwen Muranaka spoke with Emi Tani Castillo, who runs Sakae Sushi along with her mother, Itsuko, and two brothers.
Like, I feel like you guys have a secret recipe because it tastes just like, you know, it's so amazing.
It's from a small little fishing village, Urakami, as she said, in Wakayama. And so when I went back home with my mom to visit my dad's side, it's that flavor is in the home. We just ate it at the house. I didn't go out to eat, but it's almost... It's like a homey kind of,
Sakae Sushi will open for business again on Wednesday, April 22nd for takeout orders only. They're located at 1601 West Redondo Beach Boulevard in Gardena. You can call them to check the hours. The number is 310-532-4550. Thanks again for listening to Rafu for You, and do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RafuShimpo. Or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo. And now, here's the song Bambutsu by Nobuko Miyamoto, Quetzal Flores, and the Fandango Bone Band.
Hello, everybody. This is Nobuko. How are you doing? This is a time when the universe is telling us that we are all connected. Even though we may be separated now, we do it for the well-being of ourselves and others. And one way of feeling connected is through music. So it's my pleasure to share with you a song I wrote with Quetzal Flores called Bambutsu. It means, in Japanese, all things connected. It was written to bring communities of different cultures together. So the words are in English, Spanish, and Japanese. The music was made for dancing in a circle. Mexican people call their tradition fandango. Japanese call it obon. So we put those words together and call it fandango bon. You can dance to the music in your own room, in your chair, on your feet, in your heart. Just dance and know that we are all part of the same circle, Mother Earth. We are thinking of you and sending you our love through this song. Enjoy Bambutsu and stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Circle, dance. One yodoru. For this, you plan. For this, you plan, you lose. Don't plan, just dance. Practice, forget. For this, you plan, you lose. Hey!
In the circle we dance. No beginning, no ending. In the circle we dance. I am you.
What, you want more?
Thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. Or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's aguzman@jacc.org. Thank you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners, Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.